So this bill, called the Support Peaceful Protest Act, would essentially penalize people who are caught rioting and would force them to pay for federal policing. Could you talk about what federal policing means here?
Well, we're talking about the FBI. We're talking about federal law enforcement agencies that operate in Washington, D.C., the Secret Service, the Capitol Police, other federal law enforcement entities that enforce law and order in our nation's capital on federal properties across the country. What we're seeing happening in big cities around the country are angry, violent mobs showing up at federal properties, tearing down monuments on federal properties, especially in Washington, D.C., and it's got to stop. And what my bill would do would add new consequences to those individuals who are breaking the law, who are arrested and found guilty of breaking the law in their violent protest, and would take away their additional benefits that they're refuting. Because many of these people are they're unemployed, they're not working. They have the time to show up every day at some of these violent mob protests, like in Washington, D.C., and they're getting $600 a week of unemployment to do it, and that's got to stop.
And just to clarify, this would be for people who were not just arrested but were found guilty for the charge of rioting?
That's exactly right. I'm all for peaceful protest, and there are lots of reasons in this country to show up and speak your mind and speak out on the issues of the day, whether it's racial injustice or any other issue. And there are a lot of Americans who are showing up at peaceful protest around the country. But what we're finding right now is this: as we get closer to Election Day, many of these violent protests are politically motivated. I saw a lot of it with my own eyes last night, coming out of the White House after hearing the president speak, and seeing these violent mobs harass people coming out of the White House. So if you're arrested and you're found guilty of breaking the law, then my legislation says that you will no longer receive additional unemployment benefits coming from coronavirus aid now or in the future. That's a common sense step to add some accountability that doesn't exist for some of these angry mob protests that are occurring around our country.
You mentioned coming out of the White House. Did you have you had a chance to speak with your colleague Senator Paul about his experience?
I haven't. Whether it was watching the video of that, or frankly, I had a couple of constituents from my district in Fort Wayne who were there. The photo of them leaving the White House last night has gone viral on the internet. They're a wonderful couple, leaders in our community in Fort Wayne. They were there to hear a president who they love give a historic speech. And as they left, the angry mob got in their face. There's a photo that's not iconic and found all over the internet of a violent mobster with both of his middle fingers in this woman's face, trying to incite them toward violence. Of course, they did the right thing and kept on walking. But this type of activity has to stop. This isn't America. This isn't the America that I put on the uniform and served my country to protect, so that people could break the law violently in some of these mobs and protests around the country in big cities. And that's why this is my one piece of legislation that I've introduced, the Support Peaceful Protest Act, that would add new consequences to those who blatantly break the law and do it on the taxpayer's dime.
Just a couple of questions about your statement. You say Antifa thugs are descending on communities, and I think some people may ask, are we putting everybody who's involved with these riots into these categories as jobless people or Antifa thugs?
Yeah, of course not. I mean, but the people who are acting out in violence are very different from those who are showing up to peacefully protest. And it's easy to see the difference between those who are throwing hubcaps at police officers or injuring others or harassing others in a public place. The violence that's occurring and tearing down statues or defacing federal property or federal monuments that are paid for by the taxpayers. That's a big difference from those who show up to speak out about whatever issue it is that motivates them to do so. Let me say this. I've been in Washington for 4 years. There's no more American place to show up and peacefully protest than in a lot of places in Washington, D.C., whether it's on the lawn or in front of the United States Capitol or near the White House. That's a part of who we are as Americans, is to welcome that type of peaceful protest and the First Amendment rights of our fellow citizens to speak out on issues. But when it comes to causing harm to someone else or defacing public property, that type of violence has to end. And much of it is fueled by Antifa or these other left-wing groups that are fueling that movement. And what I'm troubled by is that it's not just George Soros or left-wing political groups that support these types of efforts. You are also supporting this type of effort in your tax dollars that are going $600 a week for any future coronavirus aid package that goes to those who are unemployed, who show up and participate in these types of functions. We should take that. We should take those tax dollars away and say that those who break the law in violent protest shouldn't receive taxpayer dollars to do it.
This would basically be a shutdown and at the same time a forceful remittance to pay for the policing.
That's right. Also, our legislation gets into exactly that. If you shut down a street and caused or participate in some type of unlawful action that would cost more law enforcement officers to be on the scene, then you should have to pay for it. A law-abiding taxpayers like you and I and Hoosiers all over our great state who go to work every day and pay taxes shouldn't have to pay for more federal law enforcement officers to show up and police some of these situations that are occurring in our nation's capital and elsewhere. So if you're convicted of a crime that cost more manpower and law enforcement officers to deal with it, then perhaps you should be on the hook to pay for that instead of hardworking Hoosiers. You have to pay their tax dollars toward that instead.
How do you feel about the what seems to be an obvious uphill battle that you'll have with this bill or many other bills like it in the U.S. House that's Democrat controlled?
It's a great point. I mean, I am so baffled today watching these riots and mobs continue to on a daily basis cause violence in big cities all over the country. I saw much of this with my own eyes last night. I've seen it before in Washington, D.C., but it's occurring in other cities as well, like Minneapolis and Chicago. And yet I haven't heard a single Democrat in America yet. I have not heard one Democrat in America stand up and say, enough is enough. Stop the violence. Peaceful protest is American, good, and healthy. But violence and mob riots in the streets should stop. And why is that? Why can't a single Democrat rise up and say, stop the madness, put this to an end? And yet, at this moment today, you haven't heard from Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, or any Democrat in America that has dared to tell the mob to stop. And that should be troubling to every American, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, that both parties can't agree on that one very basic American facts. So I've called on Speaker Pelosi today to denounce it. I sent her the picture of who appears to be an Antifa type activist in the street harassing my constituents who were at the White House last night, and I told her to denounce it. Say enough is enough, because I believe that if Speaker Pelosi spoke out against it, they might actually listen to her.